Protesting farmers attack riot police with shepherd's crooks as an angry crowd tries to storm the Ministry of Agriculture. Plumes of tear gas fill the air while protesters take pot shots at office windows. Many of these farmers had travelled from the island of Crete to join a day of demonstrations that began with violence. From across the country, farmers converged on Athens in their thousands. This group came in convoy from Corinth. In the last 2 weeks, farmers have staged at least 70 blockades on highways across the country. Now they're taking their anger to the capital.
The country is the people. These laws are not going to help the people. They're going to destroy them. Not only the farmers, most of the society.
On Syntagma Square in Athens, close to Parliament, some protesters have pitched tents. They say they'll be here for several days.
We've come here to protest with determination and decisiveness. We won't leave here until we've found justice.
Last year, the Greek government signed an agreement with its lenders, the International Monetary Fund and EU finance ministers. If it introduces a raft of deep-seated economic reforms, it would have access to a $95 billion bailout. The Greek government says the reforms are not a matter of choice, they're a matter of necessity.
But the reforms will mean tax hikes and sharp increases in pension contributions, changes these farmers say will make their small agricultural businesses no longer viable. As evening came, the crowds increased. Tractors that had been stopped by police on the edges of the city were allowed into the square.